3. Religious buildings. Now you can continue your sightseeing journey to the discovery of the religious buildings. Inside the ancient perimeter of the castle, overlooking the wide open space of the churchyard, which gently slopes with its cobblestones towards the center of the town square, stands the parish church, built in 1496 on the foundations of the primitive chapel of the court. The southeast side of the building, which has a rectangular plan and two side chapels, incorporates one of the medieval towers connected to the structure of the castle. The indoors are marked by a double row of powerful cylindrical brick pillars, which give to the environment a feeling of strength and severity. Among the numerous works of art preserved inside, a splendid oil painting by Bernardino Lanino, end of the 16th century, stands out on the right wall. Worthy of mention is also a valuable wooden crucifix of the same period, and, in the sacristy, a fresco of remarkable quality of an earlier period. The whole building was restored and made safe with a series of appropriate conservative interventions between 1986 and 2005. The church is dedicated to Santa Maria and to the patron saint of Rosasco, Saint Valentine. On the same churchyard, there is also the Church of St. Joseph, built during the 17th century. It is characterized by a single nave with a presbytery and semicircular apse, and has a high bell tower. It belonged to the Confraternity of St. Joseph, active until 1870. Despite various changes over the years, it still preserves that discreet charm that makes it so different from the overlooking parish church. Next to the parish church, and in front of the Church of St. Joseph, there is the Ossuary Chapel, an elegant building in Baroque style, dating back to the first half of the 18th century. It shows pictorial scenes and attractive architectural and ornamental motifs. It was built as a container for the bones exhumed from the two cemeteries that occupied the area adjacent to the land on which it stands. The interior, which is not accessible, can be seen from the grate of a central window that overlooks the churchyard. To end the visit to the religious buildings, you can later follow the Green Cycle pedestrian itinerary and reach the cemetery area in the immediate outskirts of the village, where the Parrocchiale Campestre di Santa Maria, a small sanctuary largely rebuilt during the 18th century, rises. Now go back to the starting point at the information panel in the main square.